Yeah, so this is the second year, I think, before East Rush has joined forces with local authorities from around the country to support the Blue Flag programme. And we did it in 2023 as well, and the hope is similar, that we want to educate visitors that are going to Blue Flag beaches, lakes and marinas about what should and shouldn't be flushed down the toilets at these locations. And with the general idea that we want to keep these areas clean and tidy, protect habitats, and so that people can enjoy themselves when they're out on the beach during the summer months.
And this has a huge importance to not only residents and tourists, but also aquatic life as well. It really encompasses a lot of different areas, doesn't it?
Yeah, so water quality is a big factor here. When you're looking at Blue Flag, is like a voluntary program that these areas, you don't have to do it, but if you have excellent sanitation services, water quality standards, people opt into it just to show the quality of the location that you're going to. But one of the issues is water quality. And from our perspective, if you're flushing at home, there's basically only three things should ever go down the toilet. It's pee, poo and paper, and anything else should go into the bin. And it's the same when you're out at a Blue Flag location at a beach, because what can happen is these items can block our sewage systems and you can get sewage overflows, and that has a big impact on water quality and the animals, flora and fauna that live in these locations.
And would you say it's very important that residents almost take ownership of their own areas, that we all have that sort of attitude, particularly to Blue Flag beaches?
Of course, yeah. These are kind of a unified place that we can go to and enjoy, and it's the same if you want to go to these places and you want them to be clean and tidy. It's an important issue that it is the same as when you're at home, that just because you're out and about, you shouldn't, it shouldn't change your behaviour. And a lot of people, as well as that, they might know that it's important to not do this, because a big issue here is with wet wipes, that they're marked as flushable. If you go and buy them from Aldi or wherever you go, it often says flushable on them, but they're actually not. And a lot of other sanitary items, we have a thing called the Dirty Dozen that includes plasters, tampons, these various items that shouldn't go down the toilet. And you go out to the beach for the day, wherever you are in Sligo or Donegal, and you're there with the kids, and everyone's getting messy eating ice cream, and you're using wet wipes, just stick them in the bin, because there is an issue there if they go down into public toilets. You don't want to cause a blockage there, and you have the people out trying to fix it, and it causes a disturbance and can impact the environment.